Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, is back. Today she has advice about when to make a claim on your homeowner's insurance policy. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She is our personal finance contributor. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Michelle, people sometimes try to add this up this way. Let's say something goes wrong. It's a $2,000 job to fix it. Your deductible is $1,000. Not necessarily a claim that you should be submitting?
That's right. You want to think very carefully about filing a claim on your homeowner's insurance policy. A lot of insurance companies are kicking people to the curb if they file too many claims. So in that case that you just quoted, you want to think about it. If you've got the money and you've had other claims recently, you may want to pay that out of pocket. Really, the test is if you have more than 2 to 4 claims in a 3-year period, you're likely to have your policy canceled or significantly increased.
And can you just put a dollar limit on what you would advise people filing for?
Certainly, if you've got a major claim, that's why the insurance is there. Unfortunately, a lot of homeowners use their insurance policy as sort of a maintenance policy. So when something goes wrong, they may have a $500 deductible, but it costs $1,000. They'll go ahead and put in a claim. Again, you need to be very careful because insurance companies aren't earning as much of the money that they collect in premiums because of the stock market going kind of up and down. And so they're looking at these claims histories, and those folks who file too many claims can get kicked out. And I tell you, that has ramifications that you would not believe. For example, if you go to sell your home and it has too many claims on that home, that could jeopardize the sale. So you want to use the insurance for big claims. And if it's just on the margin, you want to be careful about putting it in.
Now, Michelle, how transparent is this? Can you actually call the insurance company and trust what they tell you in terms of advice about filing?
You know, you want to be careful because some companies, and they're really not supposed to do this, but some, even calling to inquire about a claim could damage your claim report. They call it the CLUE report.
Uh-huh.
So you may call and say, oh, you know, I think I've got some water damage. I might file a claim. Should I? Well, they may go ahead and put in a CLUE report on that. So some insurance agents are advising, the independent insurance agents are advising their clients not to do that, not to call the insurance company. So you want to be clear about why you're calling. Otherwise, you may end up with a claim even though they don't pay on it.
Right. It sounds like you could get lost here just wanting some good advice. But what can you do?
This is where the independent insurance agents are great. They can give you advice on when to file a claim without it sort of affecting your policy. Now, if it's severe water damage, they may be required to report it anyway because insurance companies are definitely afraid of water damage because of all these mold claims. So, listen. If you've got an independent agent, use them. Call them up, sort of feel them out, tell them what's going on and whether it's smart to file a claim. But ultimately, you want to be very careful again about filing. If it's right on the margin, if you've got the money and you've had a couple claims in the last 2 or 3 years, you may want to just pay that out of pocket.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she's also author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.